Deaths, damages reported after 6.4 magnitude Northern California earthquake. Two people are dead and thousands are still without power in Humboldt County, California, after an earthquake of magnitude 6.4 struck the area in the early morning of December 20, causing widespread damage to property and roads in the area. The tremor struck just off the state's northern coast about 15 miles from Ferndale, a small historic village on the northern coast about 130 miles from the Oregon border, the California Geological Survey reported. Shaking could be felt from Redding to the San Francisco Bay Area, but most affected were the small cities of Ferndale, Fortuna, and Rio Del. About 12 people were injured and 2 people died as a result of medical emergencies occurring during or just after the earthquake, according to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. The 2 people who died were a 72-year-old and an 83-year-old who did not get timely medical care, Sheriff William Honsall said in a news conference Tuesday afternoon. "Our hearts and prayers go out to their families," Honsall said. "It's very sad when we have loss of life. The hardest hit was Rio Del, where some people were trapped and had to be rescued." County law enforcement has been driving around the sparsely populated rural area that is home to about 137,000 residents. Firefighters also responded to dozens of calls and one structure fire, Rio Del's volunteer fire chief reported. About 15 homes were red-tagged, meaning they cannot be occupied, and about 30 people were displaced, City Manager Kyle Knopp reported. Another 18 homes sustained damage but were still habitable. Rio Del residents also had no running water as of 2 p.m. The city estimated it would take up to 2 days to restore water. Meanwhile, portable toilets were set up in the city's parking lot and at the fire station. The Forest Hills subdivision in Fortuna and all Rio Del residents were also under a boil water advisory and asked not to drink water without first boiling it. Officials were distributing potable water at several locations in those cities. Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services warned residents to be prepared for aftershocks. The area around Rio Del had about 80 aftershocks and recorded 3 significant tremors with a magnitude of 3.9 to 4.0 following the earthquake December 20, according to Cynthia Pridmore, a senior geologist with the California Geological Survey. The area has a 13% chance of being struck with a magnitude 5.0 or higher aftershock in the next week, Pridmore said. No tsunami was expected, officials said. The earthquake damaged power and gas services, water, roads, and structures. A couple of homes were knocked off foundations or partially collapsed, according to Mark Gallarducci, director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. Local officials have also received many reports of damage to non-structural property, such as plates, bookshelves, TVs, and other items, Gallarducci told reporters at the press conference. "Unfortunately, it's the non-structural items that create a danger for people," Gallarducci said. The state was working with local and regional officials to provide cots, blankets, and comfort kits to anyone who needs them, Gallarducci said, adding residents should take the time to make their homes as safe as possible for any future aftershocks. "We live in earthquake country," he said. "It's really important that we as Californians have a family plan, have some supplies in case we lose power." The state's early earthquake warning system sent out alerts about 10 seconds before the shaking began, alerting about 3 million people in Northern California, officials said. The app can be downloaded for free on cell phones. As of 9 a.m., crews from Pacific Power and Electric were working to restore power and gas services to about 71,850 customers in the affected region, company spokeswoman told the Epoch Times in an email. "Our assessment could take several days," PG&E spokeswoman Myra Tostado said. Some transmission lines may have been impacted during the event. State emergency officials expected it could take a day or two before everything is fully restored. State transportation officials closed State Route 211, the road across Fernbridge, a historic bridge opened in 1911 that serves as the main gateway to the small village after the road cracked across both lanes. Drivers were forced to take an alternate route around the city. All other state roadways remained open, Caltrans reported Tuesday morning. About 8 miles east of Ferndale in the city of Fortuna, some residents were without city water after over 10 main water lines broke during the event, according to a Public Works representative. One small subdivision with about 26 homes was without water due to mechanical failure, the Public Works official reported. Ferndale residents reported violent shaking that moved north to south, causing two businesses in the Victorian 19th century historic downtown area to break and a nearby bridge to close. Ferndale City Councilman Philip Osler told the Epoch Times he was in bed at his historic home built in 1875 when the quake struck at 2:34 a.m. "I thought I was going to die," Osler said. "It shook like it was the end of the world, but it didn't wreck my place or my tenants' place." The town of about 1,300 people came together to check on each other right after the quake struck. Within 5 minutes, people were out on the streets checking on the elderly residents, Osler said. "Everybody pretty much knows everybody, even the new people," Osler said. The quake shattered storefront windows at two businesses on Main Street, Valley Grocery and Transkin Environmental, but most buildings did not sustain damage, according to publisher and editor Caroline Titus of the Ferndale Enterprise, a local newspaper. Titus posted video and photos of the event on social media showing her Victorian home strewn with scattered debris. The town had received more damage 2 years ago during a 6.2 earthquake that hit on the same day, December 20, 2021, she said. That trembler struck offshore in the Cape Mendocino area of Northern California, followed by aftershocks. "We've been through this a lot," Titus said. "We're very fortunate we have such a caring community. Everybody is just waiting for power to come back on."